Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with devotion.
Up inside.
like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? The one who never leaves the one. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure amount to your desire is the one who never leaves the one. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never left this one behind. Out of all the things I've done, you still something to love me. Out of the mess I created, you still something to bless me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I
Amen, amen. Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Yvette Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, tell them that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. We are going to go into our Man Up Monday broadcast. Amen, amen. We have with us our guest that will be showing up with us tonight. This morning will be none other than Apostle Derek Lee. Again, that's Apostle Derek Lee will be with us shortly. We're looking for an exciting word from the man of God. Listen, call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them to call this number, 563-999-3628. Again, that's 563-999-3628. Press 1, and that will bring you right on into the broadcast. Again, press 1, that will bring you right on into the broadcast to ask your questions. Just raise your hand. That will give us a knowledge that you want to ask your questions. If you have a prayer request, maybe you have a testimony you want to share. Maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. We will be glad to have you guys come on and to share with us on this morning. Listen, as always, let's go right into effectual fervent prayer. First, as an eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of your great voice. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would speak life, God, and speak life more abundantly. God, I ask, God, that you would, God, just decrease this old wretched man that I am, God, that when this broadcast starts, God, that I don't speak out of myself, God, but I speak out of you. Father, I pray today, God, for every hurting heart and every hurting mind on today. Cover, keep, and protect them. God, give them your grace. Give them your mercy. Give them your wisdom. Give them your understanding. God, let them know that all things are working together for their good. God, let them know, God, that you are a God that keeps watch and protects, God, over every portion of their life, and that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen again. Okay. Now, guys, as always, you know, we have our morning scripture that we're going to share with you on this morning. And our morning scripture will be coming from the book of Acts. The book of Acts. It'll be Acts, the 13th chapter. And there'll be two passages of scripture this morning. It's going to be Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. And it simply says, therefore, let it be known to you, brothers, that through Jesus, the forgiveness of our sins is proclaimed to you. Watch this here. Verse 39 says, through him, everyone who believes is justified for everything you could not be justified for by the law of Moses. Amen. That's Acts, the 13th chapter, and verses 38 through 39. Now, we want to make sure we also acknowledge those great countries that are listening in and say thank you. As always, we appreciate you. We appreciate you taking out the time to listen to the broadcast wherever you are, wherever you may be tuning in and listening in on this morning. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for your continued support, your continued love, your continued connecting with us on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. We appreciate you so much, and we love you. And we ask that you guys will continue to support, continue to share that number, continue to share the broadcast, and let them know that this broadcast is doing something that other broadcasts not. It is transforming lives. It's more than just playing music. It's more than just a good word, a feel-good word, but it's a word of change. It's a word of power, and it's a word of grace. Amen. It's a word of wisdom, amen, as well. So you want to make sure we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have the United Kingdom. And we have Paris, France. Thank you guys so very much for your continued support, your continued connecting with us, and your continued prayers. And we ask that you guys continue to do that. And we love you so much, and we appreciate you. Yeah, I think we love you. Yes, we love you. We thank you guys so much. And we ask that you guys continue to connect with us and be a part of us as we do what we do here, right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection every single day. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Less of me. is my friend. Miss Faith Evans, y'all please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Amen, amen. Donna Lawrence and Faith Evans, pray a prayer for me. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up and being a part of today's broadcast, our Man of Monday broadcast. This is the opportunity for you to right now to go ahead on and get yourself situated. I'm telling you now, get yourself buckled in. Get you some super glue. Glue yourself to your seat because we have a fantastic man of God that's going to come right now. I'm excited. I've been chomping at the bit to hear this man of God share a word on this morning. And so at this time, I'm going to relinquish my saying. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than our friend, our brother, none other than Apostle Derek Lee. Apostle, are you there?
Yes, yes, Apostle, I'm present.
Yes, sir. Man, the floor is yours, man. Let's have church, Doc.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give praise to God this morning. Magnify his name. Come on, I know you have a reason to shout and to give praise to the one who have created us in his likeness and image and declared us to be sons and daughters and listen and empowered us with authority to have dominion. Ooh, God, I get excited just thinking about that, and we want to honor and give God praise. We want to thank God for Apostle D. Douglas and his wife and their ministry and this move or broadcast that comes to our hearing by the airways. Thank God that he's continuing to open up avenues, hallelujah, for the communication of his word and for the declaring in terms of his power and his authority. Listen here, the Bible says that the enemy is the prince of he's the prince of the air. But I thank God that God ain't just the prince of the air. He is the king of kings and the Lord of lords over everything. There's a difference. He may be prince in the air, but God is the authoritative one that gives that has given the air. So we're in good company. Our Father owns it all. Listen, I want you to celebrate and encourage and continue to encourage the man and woman of God as they continue to make way in terms of establishing ministry and allowing the voices of the men and women of God to be heard and to be released. Ooh, God, hallelujah. It ain't nothing like an avenue where you get to hear the people of God release word. Hallelujah. Listen, pray with me today as I try to present in terms of something. That's something I just got through sharing. Hallelujah, God, that God shared with me early this morning. Early this morning, and it was to share on our time of prayer that we do on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We do a prayer time at 7 in the morning each time, prayer without conversation. That is one of the vehicles in terms of how we minister to the men and women of God and pray with them and come in agreement as we come in agreement. And this morning, God just blessed me to share with the people who gather with us in terms of that and on social media. Listen, can I share with you, hallelujah, God, in Jesus' name, that I believe that you and I are in a season right here in terms where God want us to have unusual faith. And that's what I was prayer focused this morning, was praying that God with a that God that we can manifest unusual faith. Can I talk about that? In Luke chapter 1, verse 39 and 45, that's an encounter that is taking place. Hallelujah. Listen here, there's an encounter taking place. And this encounter is by relatives. They're encountering one another, Elizabeth and Mary, who are kinfolk. They're kinfolk. You know, they're from the same people, and one is experiencing God in one place, and another one is experiencing God in another place, and neither one of them have an idea in terms of what God has done with them. Thank you. I pray when you get together in this holiday season with your family, and y'all come together for y'all Christmas holiday and New Year's celebrations, I pray that you discover that God's been working with the people in your family. Hallelujah. And that your prayers are given manifestation. I pray that you, when y'all come together, they'll talk about how God has changed their life. I pray that you would see that person in the atmosphere that you didn't think would change. You didn't think God was going to do something with them, but they're going to walk in as a living testimony that God can do something with anybody and everybody if we just let them have his way. Listen here. And so they are encountering one another. And Luke declares that when Mary gets to Elizabeth, who has been living a life of barrenness, and Mary, who was in an uncharted place, that God brings the two together. And the Bible says that when Mary and Elizabeth come together, that the baby that in both of their stomachs leaped, and they received the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth received the Holy Spirit. Watch this right here. Watch this here. The most powerful thing in terms of that is that Mary is in the, what God will call Mary to have faith in an uncharted place. Hallelujah. Can I talk to those that are in that season in their life where you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is calling you to an uncharted place, the place where God is calling you to work, that God is calling you to do, the ministry God is calling you to establish. Listen here, the business that he's calling you to plant. Listen here, the goals and the dreams that he's calling you to think, the season, the thing that he's told you to do in this season doesn't look like any other thing that he told you to do in the seasons prior to that. Doesn't look like what he told your mama to do, your brother to do, your cousin to do, your family to do. You can't even see it in the people that you worship with. They ain't doing it because it's an uncharted place. Hallelujah. Listen here. God will call you and I to a place of faith that is uncharted by others, unseen by others. When he gets to Abraham, he tells Abraham, leave your father lane. What you mean, leave my father lane? People don't do that. No, Abraham, I want you to leave. You tell him, leave my inheritance, leave the stability of my family, leave those that I'm familiar with, and to go where I'm unfamiliar, where it's unknown and it's uncertain. All because this God who speaks in his ear, but there's something about the voice of God and the Spirit of God, even though it may seem new and distant, there's something about it also familiar. Pastor, why is that? Because you've been created in his likeness and image, and there's a piece of God that rests and lives on the inside of all of us that when God gets ready to speak, it reconnects and it recalls and it reestablishes that you come from him. Oh, God, that you was not born in the earth. You was manifest in the earth. You was born in God. He told Jeremiah, before you was born, I pre-knew you. I predestined you. I predetermined that where I manifest you in the earth. You wasn't birthed in the earth. You was born in the heavens. Hallelujah. And manifest in the earth. Watch this right here. Thank you, God. And so because of that, God would have you and I in an uncharted place in terms of our faith. God would say, believe it, even though you can't see it nowhere else. Believe it, even though no one else is doing it. Believe it, even though it have not been done before. Believe it, even though you can't comprehend it. Believe it, even though it's something new and something different that nobody else is doing. Believe that I am causing and challenging your faith to trust me in an uncharted place. I don't know about you. I don't know where you are, but I know this one thing right here. You ought to give God some praise this morning and believe God that he's calling and he's drawing you out. He's drawing you out of your tradition. He's drawing you out of the familiar place. He's drawing you out of the common place. He's drawing you out from the traditional place. He's drawing you out. He's pulling you away. And he says, I want you to establish new. I want you to apostolic this ground. I want you to establish something that ain't been established before. I want you to give birth to the church. I want you to give birth to the ministry. I want you to give birth to the business. I want to get, your daddy wasn't a businessman. Your mama wasn't a businessman. But I'm calling you to be in this charter place. Listen, you didn't see it nowhere in your family. But he said, but for you, I'm calling you. There's no preachers in my family nowhere. He said, but for you, I'm calling you to be the preacher. I'm calling you to be in an uncharted place. Nobody ever did nothing. Nobody never invented nothing. No one never wrote a book in my family. Yeah, but he's calling you and I to do a charter, do something that is uncharted by those that we're familiar with and those that we're connected with. So that's who he says that in an uncharted place. Hallelujah. But then I hear him talking to Elizabeth. Hear Mary, Mary, bless and highly favor you. Watch this. You're going to catch hell because ain't nobody else going to be able to believe what I've just done in you. Hallelujah. They're going to be ready to stone you. But don't worry about, the same God will save you. Oh, God. They're going to ruin your reputation, but don't worry about it. I reestablish it. Oh, God. When I give manifestation to a son, and when the son give manifestation to a salvation, they'll praise you later, though they may condemn you. And now, Mary, don't worry about it. I'm going to fix wherever I've called you to place. Watch this. Those who have called you fools, those that laughed at you, Mary, you're going to get the last laugh on this one. Hallelujah. Watch this right here. But then God sends Mary to a barren place. To know something about women who are not uncharted, they just in a barren place. They've been working this place. They've been working this place. They've been trying to get this place. They've been trying to get manifestation out of this place. They've been trying to get fruit out of this place. They've been trying to get a harvest out of this place. Listen, they've been trying to get production out of this place. They've been trying. They've been trying for a long time. They almost become weary in trying, but they have not become weary. They continue to have that faith that keeps a light hope, that faith that keeps on believing what you cannot see and keep on believing what have not happened in your life. He says, I want to call you in Jesus' name to this barren place. And he brings it out. And he says, I want you to see, Mary, that not only do I have faith in an uncharted place, but like when you connect with your cousin, you have established that I have faith in a barren place. And I want to say to you, and I want to talk to you, you're not in an uncharted place. You're in a familiar place. You're in a traditional place. You're in a common place. You've been working this place. You've been faithful in this place. You've been trying to make it work, and it have not worked yet. It have not given manifestation yet. It have not lived yet. It have not birthed yet. It have not came to life yet. It have not grown yet. It have not been established yet. In Jesus' name, we're declaring right now that the faith that God is about to ignite and the faith that God is about to release and the faith that you're about to believe God with in this season is going to make the barren place that other people say that you should have walked away, you should have left it alone. Ain't nothing going to happen, nothing coming out of this, nothing is going to turn around. It's in Jesus' name, in this season, the red which is barren shall now bear, Father God, fruitfulness, God, shall bear and give birth. Watch this right here. Watch this. It shall give fruitfulness and birth. Can I bless you? Can I bless you? Watch this right here. In Jesus' name, it's been a long time and it's been weary seasons. You've been looking and the crop ain't came up yet. The harvest haven't manifested yet. Ooh, God, in the name of Jesus, the church haven't grown yet. The business is still in the red. Ain't made it to the black yet. Ooh, God, in the name of Jesus. Listen, you've been working. You've been calling. The marriage ain't been what it says to be. You've been working. It just didn't seem like he can't get right and she won't be right. Listen, you've been working on this thing. You've been praying. You've been fasting. You've been going to worship. You've been calling on God. You went to counseling. You done everything possibly you couldn't do. You could do. You done tried every other way. You done read books. You done tried to work it out with each other. And everything just seemed like it just something that just won't let the stain do what God intended for marriage to do, and that's the miracle of one. Father God, in Jesus' name, we declare over every marriage right now, Father God, that this faith will, with the barrenness of the fruitfulness of that marriage, God, would no longer be in this season, Father God, but that marriage would give production. That marriage would become fruitful. That marriage would become healthy. That marriage would become faithful, God. Hallelujah. That marriage would become an example of your power and of faith that maintains and keeps on believing. Father God, that husband will get saved. That wife will become delivered. Those children will start acting better. The family will come together in unity. Father, that people saying it's been in a barren place, Pastor. I've been working this job for 10, 20 years. Not enough raises, Father. Not enough promotional move. Only these lateral moves. Only these commendations. Nothing that gives elevation. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we're declaring right now in that barren place of work, in that barren place of business, in that barren place, that there's about to be the elevation of position, elevation, authorization, authority that you have, the elevation in terms of the fact that your salary will excel, your finances, your income will excel. Father, yeah, the business will excel, Father, in this place, because we didn't give up, we didn't throw in the towel, we remained faithful, we kept trusting and believing you, God, until you worked it out, and we're declaring right now, Father God, and in this barren place, we're about to apply the faith. Father, you declare just faith the size of a mustard seed, move something, God, in Jesus' name, move a mountain. Father God, that's just how much power you have and how much little faith you need from us to get things going. And Father, we're declaring and we're resurrecting right now, even those people who've been in that barren place, God, and they almost lost hope. Hallelujah, God. They've been in that barren place, God, and about to ready to throw in the tower. But Father, right now, they're about to faith it one more time. And this one more faith, God, and this one more seed they release, Father God. Father, one more time, this one more effort that they're about to give it to a Father. This one more time of commitment, Father God. This one more time, Father God, of labor, God. It's about to manifest and about to release, God. And it's about to bust forth for harvest, God, that they could not see, God. It's about to release fruitfulness, God, that they didn't know that was there. Father, we declare right now, Father God, for the men and women of God that have come by faith, Father God, in their barren place and continue to be faithful and continue to trust you and continue to believe you, no matter that they haven't seen any results yet. Father God, thank you, God, for the releasing of the results, God, that they've been waiting and anticipating them. But then I want to share one more thing with you, and we're about to leave you alone. Watch this here. Ooh, God, I pray for you today, as well as for myself. I pray it for Apostle Douglas. I pray it for his family. I pray it for his ministry. I pray it for my brothers and sisters that carries this cross and has to proclaim in the world that we stand and we firmly fit and stand in God. Hallelujah, God. Hey, thank you, God. Can I do this before we transition this? I was in Bible study on Friday at Midtown with Pastor Daniel, and I was there, and Pastor Lady McGee raised the question in terms of that is people who often ask, if God, your God is so good, why these things happen? And she and I began to have this conversation about the sustaining power of God, and we don't celebrate that God sustained us enough. And I need to talk to people who've been in a barren place, and people have been waiting and anticipating and looking and watching, and they've been saying, you know, where is your God? Tell him my God has been the one who have sustained me and have sustained you and have sustained others in a barren place. You ain't had what it takes, but God made sure you still got what you needed. Woo, God, somebody, listen. And Lady McGee blessed me with that. She strengthened me. She strengthened my faith to go a little further. Watch this right here. The sustaining God that's been able to keep you in a barren place, and he still fed you. And he still didn't let you be homeless. And if he did, he sustained you even there. And he still provided a roof over your head. And he still kept you. And he still kept your mind, kept you intact. You look better than what you've been through. Hallelujah. Because the sustaining God has been sustaining you to where you don't look like that you've been in a barren place. So I just want us to give God a praise for sustaining us in our season of barrenness before he moves us to our place of bountifulness. Watch this right here, and I'll leave you alone. The last thing I want to challenge you The Bible says that the baby leaped in Elizabeth. Hallelujah. Leaped. The scripture says received the Holy Ghost. I know some of us in our tradition have said want to take that out of there. But I believe wherever the Spirit of God is, there's always a leaping that's going on. Who God? Once you receive him, he never stopped leaping in us. You may grieve him. You may quench him. You may doubt him. You may question him. But the Holy Spirit is on assignment to keep moving in you, leaping in you, jumping in you. Yeah, yeah. Pushing you, pulling you, priming you. So until you manifest what God has placed in you. And that's my last thing I want to challenge you with in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the faith that God has impregnated you with, that it will keep on leaping on the inside of you until you give manifestation to that which God has impregnated you with. I promise you that God is faithful. You just remain focused on him. And I guarantee you, for you and I, God will give manifestation. For you and I, God will put us in places. And God will cause things to happen miraculously, crazily, where it cannot be explained by human mind. Yeah, and human rationale can't figure it out. Thank you, God. And I'm praying for you as well as myself today. I'm praying that we're challenged to be that strong in the Lord. I'm praying that we trust God to manifest unusual faith in our life in this season. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We thank you, God, for the man and woman of God. And have given us the opportunity to share and release in Jesus' name the authority of your word, the rhema of your word. Father God, we pray right now for those that hear and receive. Father God, we pray that they're moving, God, upon the faith, God, that they believe. They're moving, God, and declaring, Father, in this season, Father, that they're going to allow us and allow you, Father God, to move upon them. In an unfamiliar place, Father God, in an uncertain, uncharted place. Hallelujah. They don't need somebody else patterning. Father, they're going to be patterned by the Holy Spirit in this one, God. Father, we're praying for those that have faith in a barren place. God, in Jesus' name, I come to declare, for every barren place I place my feet, and every barren place, God, I've committed my heart, and I've committed, Father, your word to, that it will give birth and it will give life and it will give living. Father, we're declaring, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you to have your way. Father God, we're declaring that you won't let us rest like a pregnant woman can rest until the baby is released. And the pregnant husband and the husband that is to the pregnant wife can't release until the wife has released that which, Father God, you have placed on the inside of her for him. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name that everyone, Father, that has been impregnated with a faith to produce unusual faith, the manifestation, that, Father God, nobody rests until it happens. Nobody get comfortable, God, with common blessings, typical things, the norm of everybody else. But, Father God, we live outside the norm of everyone else. We live outside the common place, the common idea, the common mindset, the common accomplishment. Father, we live on the outside of that and recognize that you're giving manifestation to that which, Father God, nobody else can comprehend or understand because it comes from you. Father, we declare that it was the manifestation what you declare, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, what great things you have in store for them that love you and call according to your purpose and walk by faith. Father, you declare that, Father God, you declare, Father God, that without faith it's impossible to please you. And then you declare, Father God, that when you are pleased with us, you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, we're declaring right now for the manifestation of that which you have declared that is happening right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Apostle. God
bless you. Yes, sir, I'm here. God bless you, man. God bless you. Thank you so much. such a powerful word. This word is what is needed right now in this time. In this time.
Glory.
What you spoke to me, was the sentiments of the heart of that should be the sentiment of the heart of every preacher. We need to go into those barren places and we declare those places to be fruitful and multiply. Because to be honest,
glory.
With you, that's what God has given us. God has given us that charge as believers, given us that charge as the man, as the one that needs to go in and stand in those places and declare those places to be strong, declare those places to be clean, declare those places to be strengthened, declare those places to be established for him. And what you spoke this morning really blessed us. I'm just going to be honest with you. I was sitting here today and just to give a little bit of my testimony, we've been going through some things, but today you let me know this morning with what you spoke to me this morning, what you spoke over as a broadcast. If you ain't helped nobody today, you helped me. You spoke and you said that you need to stand up and go get on and just do what you got to do. Don't worry about what's going on to the left. Don't worry about what's going on to the right. God has already given you a charge. You have an assignment. And the assignment God has given to you, you walk in that assignment regardless of what may be going on around you. Because the enemy, he's doing his job regardless. He's going to try to come in like a flood. He's going to try to make you feel like you're not worthy. He's going to try to feel and make you feel like you ain't going to make it. But today, you gave me that strength. You empowered me this morning. And I want to say thank you. And I know if I was blessed, the ones that were under the sound of your voice this morning, they were blessed as well. Man, you walked tall in the spirit this morning. And I want to say thank you.
Pray
so
for
very
us,
much
pray
for what you've done now.
It's
yes,
my
sir.
Desire
yes,
to please pray for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One of the things that was really blessed me was when you talked about how when Mary showed up at Martha's house and the baby leaked. You know, and I tell people all the time, I was telling Pastor McGee when he came on, I say it's sin out here when it comes to connecting with preachers because everybody got their own agenda. I told him, I got a Fab Five, and that's who I connect with, man. I got that Fab Five that I connect with, and these preachers, man. We're all in the same mindset in the main vein of saying, okay, I can encourage my brother. I can strengthen my brother. I'm not worried about what other people are saying. I'm not worried about what other people are doing. I want to encourage my brother. I want to strengthen my brother. I want to make sure that my brother is still standing at the end of this storm that he's in. I want to make sure my brother still has the ability to be strong in this hard place that he's in right now. I want to make sure that my brother's mind is okay. I want to make sure that my brother's house is okay. I want to make sure, and that's what God has placed us. He placed us in a place of accountability, and I thank God for that because whether we know it or not, when Martha walked in the room, when Mary walked in the room with Martha, people don't realize that Martha had been having issues with her baby. She had been having issues with John because she thought that John's baby, she thought John was dead. She thought she was going to have a stillbirth because her baby hadn't moved. When Martha walked in the room, when Mary walked in the room with Martha, her baby leaped. And that's what it should be like every time we come into the presence of brothers. Our babies should leap. Our anointing should leap. Our charge, we should charge one another. And I thank God for that, man. I thank God for you being in that place, man, that you charged me this morning. You charged me this morning. You gave me a charge that I've been desperately needing. We just came out of our men's conference. I got empowered there. I had some fantastic brothers that came in, and they shared with us on Saturday. Man, and I'm telling you, we had a fantastic time. And you came along, man, and you jump-started my battery even some more. You gave me some more charge on my battery, and I thank you for that. I thank God for you, brother. I really
thank
do.
You, man.
And I was telling Pastor McGee, I told him, I said, man, what we're going to have to wind up doing, Doc, I said, we're going to have to wind up connecting sometime. We're going to have to get together some kind of way and just hang out. I was asking him about the prayer breakfast, when you guys going to have a prayer breakfast again. And I told him I would love to be a part of that. I would love to be just in the room. I just like to be a fly on the wall, Doc, just to be among the brothers, man. Just to be among the brothers.
Well, Pastor, if they let me recommend, I'm going to recommend that they allow us, and we should get started back in January in terms of that. And I'm going to pray that they will release you in that. Amen. Amen. And I get the opportunity to work with them real soon in terms of that. And it's their thing. It's their thing that they do. I'm just in there with them as another man in a little visor voice. But I'm going to suggest that we recommend that we release the man of God, the apostle in the house, Apostle D. Douglas. Amen. Amen. Apostle D. Pastor to put a new spin on my name around here. Pastor D. Douglas.
Yes, sir. I got it. Hey, that's good. I mean, Doc. Listen, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man, where you guys are, your service times. If you got a business or anything like that, man, we're big on support. We realize that we're not the only ministry out here. We can't church the whole world. We can't church the whole world. We can't convert the whole world by ourselves. You know, it is a co-partnership. You know, I tell people all the time, church is co-parenting. It ain't about one church at all. Because what we may preach for our church, they may not be ready for. But what you preach at your church may be the very thing that they need. So please let the people know how to get in contact with you, Doc, how to get to the church and all that. And I'm going to go ahead and relinquish my stand. I'm going to let you go ahead and go there.
Amen. Amen. Again, y'all, let's thank God for using the man of God, Apostle D. Douglas, in terms of the ministry that he and his wife shares with us, all of us. We thank God for the man of God. We pray blessing and favor over them. The places, there's a few places that you can tune in terms of when we worship. We worship every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday via social media on Facebook, either Midtown, either in terms of come to Derek Lee Senior page. Amen. You'll see me in some blue suit so I can be visible. You'll see me there. And so if you come and tune in with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 o'clock for morning prayer. It's prayer without conversation. We do a prayer focus, and then from there we take it to the place in terms of prayer petition. We come together as men and women of God, and we come in agreement, and we bring our faith to the table to pray and intercede for one another. And then the other place that where you can find us on Friday nights, we are one of the unique churches who has the place to be in an uncharted place and literally have worship on a Friday night. We worship on Friday nights at Midtown Family Worship Center building at 4209 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 in the Cashman Garden area of the city off of Cavalcade and Wayne Street. And so we worship on Friday night, and then we come to do our grand finale Sunday, Sabbath day worship on a Sunday, and we have two services. One is at 8:30 in the morning, where 1 hour passes. Pastor one, Randall, Arthur Randall, is our campus pastor, and he does the morning service. And then at 10 a.m., yours truly, the apostle of Midtown, I do the 10 o'clock worship. But we also have a variety of men and women of God that shares the full ministry that function in our church, so you can hear a given word from any of them as well. And we do that all at 4209 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. Listen, we would love and be glad to have you to come and be a part and worship with us. listen, at any given time that you have the opportunity or freedom to stop by. Amen. We won't keep you or steal you from your church. We just want to fellowship as the body of Christ, as all of us come together and connect. Amen. And so we want to again invite you to come and share with us on any of those worship experience or platform. Thank you for so much for that. Amen. Listen, again, celebrate the man and woman of God. You don't know. And the reason why I keep saying it, because you don't know sometimes the storm that men and women of God go through. And as much as the enemy tears them down, you and I ought to spend time building them up in the most holy faith. That's what we're called to do for one another. And I know that when men and women of God step in an apostolic role and begin to do uncharted things, that there's an attack. And I hate to report that sometimes that attack is just as much as it comes from outside, comes within. Amen. Because when people don't understand what God is doing with you, they would attack you. If you don't believe me, ask Mary. They was ready to stone Mary, get rid of her. All of her life, she all of her adult life, she pretty much had to live with the reputation and the stigma that she had a baby from somebody that they couldn't explain. But we thank God for the cross on that day, that when God gave full manifestation in terms of the life that she had lived and testified to, was now being validated by God through his death and his resurrection. I want to challenge you to always encourage men and women of God that are trying to establish God's way and will until God give complete validation. So one more time, encourage and pray for the men and women of God. But not only that, I don't know whether Pastor sends out or give information. Sow into them. Release a seed into them. Amen. Ministry is not free. Ministry requires the very things that everything else requires in order for it to communicate on. Sow a seed into the man and woman of God. If you would, please. I don't know past the information just yet, but if he would release so that a seed may be sown, go to his page. I'm quite sure you can find something there. Send him a message and say, Pastor, in this season we want to share. Amen. Give a gift to the man and woman of God. Give a gift. Sow a seed into them. The Bible declares that whenever you sow in good ground, God yields back to you 60-fold, 30-fold, and even 100-fold. I'm coming into a new year, and I'm declaring right here, I'm only releasing 100-fold blessings. Listen, if I can't give $100, then I can't give nothing. I told God, I said, God, I want to be in a 100-fold blessing season. Wherever it is that you tell me to sow a seed, I tell them, God, if I don't have it, then don't ask me to sow it, because if I can't sow 100, then I can't sow nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. All in this season.
Amen.
Everything that
Amen.
Is 100-fold plus. Amen. 100-fold plus. I would not give under $100 in terms of when I get ready to sow into kingdom. And I sow into kingdom. Y'all hear that? Into kingdom people. Amen. 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 Pastor.
Amen.
Bishop to
Apostle. Amen. Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you, Apostle Lee. We appreciate you so much. I tell people all the time, man, it's just nice to be nice, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we take the love of people for granted. We take the kindness of people for granted. We don't never know what that individual person may be experiencing. I was talking to my brother on last night, and I was just sharing with him, and I told him, I said, man, a lot of times we don't know where that individual person may be at the time that they're there. We don't know what they may be struggling with. We don't know what they may be wrestling with. We don't even know what kind of day they even had. And so, it's just good to just reach out and say, hey, man, have a good day. Hey, man, God bless you. Hey, man, I'm praying for you. We don't know how far that may take that individual person. I'll never forget, just here recently, we had a young lady that my wife and I, we had been, just, you know, encouraging and, 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 and strengthening her. We actually had her to do our ministry page. And we just, you know, just as a common courtesy, we just, you know, kind of stayed connected to her, you know, just to, you know, reach out to her every so often. The Lord laid her on my heart the other day. And as we were driving, my wife and myself, we were driving, we were taking care of some errands, and I said, Lord told me, say, call the young lady that did our website. And I began to just, you know, encourage her, and the Lord had a prophetic word for it. I released a prophetic word, and that young woman told me, she said, Apostle, you don't know. She said, I have been getting stones after stone after stone after stone thrown at me because of my stand. She said, I was in the midst of saying, I don't want to do ministry no more. She said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to show you how far it went. She said, I even thought about committing suicide. I tell people, you don't know where a person is. You don't know what an individual. And see, we try to put church folk in this one particular vein. Oh, you know Jesus. You know God. You know who God is. I say, but if you ever read the Bible, let me help you real quick. Let me give you some real good information. If you read the Bible, you heard about Job. Job lost everything. Heard about David. David lost everything. Heard about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got thrown in the fiery furnace. Heard about Daniel. Daniel got thrown into the lion's den. Heard about Moses. Moses was about to get murdered, or he was about to get killed because he had turned on the Pharaoh. And I tell people all the time, if you look at these people's lives and you just read the top layer of the story and not go into the heart of what was going on, I can guarantee you, if you read the heart of that person, when you read the story, see the heart, not just the words. See, a lot of times we could tell a good story. Oh, my God. We could tell a real good story, Doc. We could tell a real good story. We could tell a real good story. But that outside layer, that outside layer look real good, but that inside, if you look down in that person's heart and see the turmoil and the hurt and the pain that an individual person goes through, you'll have a whole different outlook. And let me help you real quick. If you ever been through anything, if you ain't never been through nothing but stomping your toe, you would not understand somebody that lost everything. If you ain't been through nothing but somebody that bumped their head and never been in a coma, you would not understand. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. That's the reason why we need to continue to encourage people, continue to strengthen people. And this is just a sidebar. When you encourage them, God sees you giving that encouragement, and he pats you on the back and gives you that. Watch what he gives you. He gives you the strength to be able to stand in the midst of all of that that's going on. He said, guess what? I can let you. You can stand in that right now. You're going to be okay. I got you on this one. So listen, God bless you, man of God. I'm not going to hold you up. Again, thank you so very much. Such a powerful word. Such an anointed word. Such a word for this hour. We really appreciate you, man of God. Listen, don't hang up yet. We're going to pray for you real quick. But right after that, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But we're going to pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have set among these, your people. Father, we pray today that, God, you would speak strength into the man of God. God, even as he poured out to the people, Father, we pray that you would pour back into him. Pour back into him strength. Pour back into him wisdom. Pour back into him knowledge. Pour back into him power. God, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he could ask or think. Lord, let every place that his feet tread, God, not only be a conqueror, but he is more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for the souls that are flooding, God, the Midtown Church. God, we pray, God, for the overflow, God, to come. God, we pray, God, that you would pour even the more, God, into not just one or two of the services, but into all of the services, oh God. God, that your word, God, go forth as a fire, God, and kindle, God, the hearts and the minds of those that are seeking. God, we thank you for every preacher and every pastor, every evangelist, every missionary, every one that's connected to that church, God, and we pray, God, that you will continue to pull, God, the fire, God, even pull them even closer to the fire, God, that they may be able to speak life and speak life more abundantly. Build them, God, in every way, God, in every place, and let them know that all things are working together for them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray, and the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Apostle, hold on for me. We're going to go ahead on and go to this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You worship. Now, I'd like to see the hands of those in here tonight that understand that somebody can say, well, can you understand? Well, look at everything that you have. And they're saying to themselves, they're saying, I wish that I had. I wish I had more. I understand. And if it wasn't for the Lord, oh, my God.
Tonight, then while you praising God in this house, he's working out to him.
Amen, 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 amen. I love that part when he says that you got the praise like you already got the victory. Amen. You got the praise like you already got the victory. One of the most important things you want to realize today, if you don't take nothing else away from what happened today or all the from Apostle Lee's message, I want to let you know that you already got the victory. You already got it. If you put into your mind, if you gonna put into your mind and operate and move like you move, one of the most important things I want to give to you before you get to the point to where you didn't throw in the towel, or if you didn't throw in the towel, I want you to go back and get it. Let me help you real quick. If you're going to pray, why worry? If you're going to worry, why pray? God has already established some things inside of you that no matter what your circumstance or situation may look like, God is not only just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. If you learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, he shall, will, and he must direct your path. Because watch here, you're not only leaning on him, you're no longer, oh Lord, you're no longer leaning on yourself. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. What you see in front of you today, God, help me right here. I love the scripture that says the enemies that you see today, you will not see tomorrow. When you learn how to trust in God, there is a move of God. There is a shifting of God. There is a transitioning of God. There is, God, help me. There is a move of God that's already been established. The only thing you got to learn how to do, people of God, is learn how to trust him beyond what you see. The Bible don't say it, but I think it needs to be put in there somewhere. We need to just itch it in one of our little spots. Well, you got to learn how to trust God even when you can't trace him. Oh, Lord. Somebody ought to just go ahead on and drop that in a Facebook page. Drop the card. Somebody needs to just go ahead on and put that on their Twitter, on their Instagram. Listen, that you need to learn how to trust God even when you can't trace him, when you can't see him for yourself, when you can't, God help me, when you can't see him while you're going through what you're going through, when the battle seems greater, God help me in this section right here, even when the battle seems greater than whatever you could ask or think and whatever is on your mind, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. Listen, we're going to go into our Overcomer Scripture and our Overcomer's Prayer. Those of you all that are standing in the Valley of Decision, those of you all that are in your place where you're trying to figure out what direction to go in, I want to share with you this morning that not only are you an overcomer, but you're more than a conqueror. God has established this thing in your life already. Only thing you have to do is just walk in that he has promised you to walk into. For he is able to do just what he said he's going to do. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. The Overcomer Scripture simply says this. It says, watch this here. Romans 10:9 says, it says, if you declare with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. So I want to extend that to you, those of you all that are under the sound of our voice this morning. Know that even in the place that you're in right now, God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We have to learn how to lean and trust in him, for he is not just God, but he is God all by himself. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We stand in total victory in him, regardless of where you may be, or what you may have done, or who you done it with. Whether they did it last night, this morning, or 10 minutes ago. This is your opportunity and your time to say, okay, God, I need you to fix me. I love God because God is more than just a God of a second chance. He's a God of another chance. I'm a firm believer in that. That God is not only the God of a second chance, but He's God of a, He's God of another chance. So here in this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. And why do I pray? I'm going to reintroduce Romans 10 and 9 to you. And when I say that, just lift up your hands, no matter where you are, who you are, where you may be at. Lift up your hands and receive Him for who He is. And that is God, and that is God all by Himself. Amen. So let us pray. Grace and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of your great voice on this morning, God. God, because I relinquished my stand a long time ago. Father, I pray, God, that as they hear your voice on this morning, that you would touch them. Touch them in a way like only you know how. Give them the understanding to know that even in this, God, you have done that thing, God, that they need you to do. Father, thank you for this not only establishing but reestablishing in them. God, everything that they need and every place that they need and every word that they need to hear. Father, we pray that they will come out of the thing that the enemy has kept them captive in, that they may be able to be established in not only just in you, but established for you. Father, we glorify and magnify your mighty name. For not only are you God, but you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. Blessings and peace and grace cover their lives even now, God. God, we even speak Romans 10 and 9 into their ears and into their hearts and into their situation that simply says that they have confessed with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts that you, our Lord and Savior, has died. And because of your death, they are now saved. They are saved and safe in your care. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening and partnering with us and being a part of today's broadcast. Remember, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. Thank you for allowing His purpose to be made manifest not only just in your life, but around your life. And continue to walk in that thing that God has set and orchestrated for you. Now, there's something that we want to share this morning to those who are believers. We want to share those to the ones who have just given their life, the ones who are now walking in your spot of being a believer. Watch this here. We're going to help you. We're going to give you three keys. The first key, get your religion Bible. Second, get your church on. Whatever church you go to, please remember to mask up, use your sanitizer, be mindful. And the third thing is make sure that the man and woman God is preaching the word and living the word that they preach. You could tell the difference between the two. Amen. Listen. Those of you all also who would like to share on this morning in the gift of giving, you could do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal. And you could do that by connecting that. Just simply doing this. Watch this here. Go to $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Or you can go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwide GC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwide GC. You can connect that paypal.me/worldwide GC. You can also go to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832 816-7997. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. And again, God bless you. We really appreciate you guys connecting with us and continue to be a part of what God is doing in this hour and in this time. Have a fantastic day.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell them you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews.